So before I start recording my podcast now, I listen to two pump up songs to just get, you know, fired up and ready to go to record. And today's pump up songs are brought to you by Korn and Chingy. Yeah, two extremely different genres of music. I know. We have Evolution by Korn and Rather by Chingy. Completely different genres, but they equally get me fired up. Korn, you know, the fucking heavy metal. I love heavy metal. It really gets me fucking pumped. And then Chingy kind of just gets me like bopping, you know? So it's kind of like pumped up and bopping. So I'm just like fucking vibing right now, okay? And we're going to keep doing this from now on. I like it. And I didn't like choose those songs. I had that AI DJ on Spotify. And then those went back to back for some fucking reason. But you know what? They fucking hit, okay? And to start off, what I'm going to start off with actually is very weird. But I've been having this like thought. I'm like, and this is just my brain, okay? We all know, if for those who listen, that I am fucked. But I've been having this thought. I'm like, who are the people who test out condoms? Like, I'm sure they do like factory tests to make sure they're like, I don't know, durable and that they don't break and that there's like enough lubricant. But like, they have to be tested doing the actual deed, you know? Like, you can prepare for running a marathon all you want. You can eat right. You can get the right shoes. You can get the right clothes and whatever gadgets, like that little like belt with a bunch of water bottles on them. You can do all that stuff. But like, the only thing that's going to actually prepare you for running a marathon is running. Like, the only thing that's going to make sure a condom is of good quality before putting it on the penis is testing the condom, right? You know, fucking doing it, doing the deed. And I was thinking about this because a few episodes ago, I talked about how like I got bombarded in Trinity Bellwoods, which is a park in Toronto, by this company. And like it was literally like 8 a.m. or like 8:30, super early in the morning when I was walking my dog. And this girl comes up to me and like, long story short, she was like, hey, can you talk? Answer a few questions for us. And I was like, sure, because I was just in a good mood. And I was like, why the fuck not? Help these people out. But then like bombarded me with a camera and then started asking me about Diva cups and then started asking me about, and like, actually, sorry, gave me two different Diva cups to feel in the middle of the park. And it was so awkward. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then at the end, they gave me a bunch of samples. They gave me this like cleanser and they gave me a bunch of fucking condoms. So the other day I was cleaning out this drawer I have and these condoms were fucking in it, and I was just, it got me thinking, like, you know, like who's testing these out, you know? Because you have your like regular condom companies that have been around for a while, like Durex. Do you think Durex is called Durex because it's like durable? Anyway, and Trojan's also one that's been around. I'm sure there are a million more, but of course we're in that day and age where there's companies, you know, making their own shit for everything that's already been around for years. So this is a new company. And I think to myself, you know what? Who's testing these? Who's testing these? Are they regular people? Or is it like a part of being a porn star? You know, do you get extra money if you test out condoms for condom companies as a porn star? Like, do you have like some kind of like, I don't know, little thing going on there? Like when pro athletes, for example, get bonuses for like scoring goals or touchdowns or like getting however many rushing or receiving yards in like football, they have bonuses built into their contracts that if they achieve those things, that they will get paid a fucking, usually a fat bonus. Okay, so like if porn stars test out however many condoms, do they get a salary bonus? Although, like, you know, I highly doubt their paid salary. I think it's more of like paper job. No pun intended. But maybe they get bonuses for if they like go longer, if they reach a certain amount of minutes. Anyway, who in the fuck is testing them? That's what I want to know, okay? And if you do know, please drop me a note on my Vibing with Murph Instagram. It is at Vibing with Murph. Not difficult. Please let me know, okay, if you find out or if you know. But what's up, everyone? Welcome to Vibing with Murph, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. I'm Erin Murphy, aka Murph, your host, Big Mama, Mama Murph. If you haven't already, please smash that subscribe button, share this shit. It's the only way the podcast grows. I hope this Tuesday is treating you well. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I hope everyone had a good Monday. It's Monday right now when I'm recording this. But I hope everyone is had a good Monday, having a good Tuesday, has a great week, has a great weekend, has a great fucking life, okay? If you're in Toronto, I hope that you're enjoying the summer's weather because it is truly on fucking point. A few tsunamis here and there, like literally torrential downpours. When it rains, it's not just like, hey, like a little bit of rain. It's like, I'm gonna literally flood everything. I'm gonna fuck you guys up so you guys can be thankful when you have all this good weather. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I am fucking thankful. The weather has been phenomenal besides those tsunamis. Vibes today are good, man. I'm a little bit tired. I'm always tired after the weekends, working a bunch, but I'm not working two shifts at my side gig anymore. I'm just doing like one at the moment. Like, I'm sure I'll probably do two here and there, but one is much more manageable because having like a total of like 6 to 8 hours of sleep in two nights is just, it's not a vibe, okay? Tomorrow, I'm going to see Creed with my buddy Alex. Both of our birthdays were forever ago. His is in April, mine was in January. And he originally, for my birthday, bought us tickets to go see Limp Bizkit. Fucking love Limp Bizkit. But Alex, who, must I add, works for a fucking ticketing company, bought us tickets in Washington to see Limp Bizkit instead of in Toronto. So, like, we're not going to Washington, obviously. And then he didn't sell out in Washington, so he couldn't resell them. Anyway, it just became a whole thing. So instead of doing that now, we're going to Creed tomorrow. I'm fucking pumped. With arms wide open. Fucking banger. I remember, like, I can't remember what. It was the 2004 Super Bowl? I can't remember. But they did the halftime show, and it was electric. So expectations are fucking high. But I told him in April that I was going to take him out for dinner for his birthday, and then we all went to Palm Springs, and then we all had another wedding, and summers are just fucking crazy. So we're going for burgers first, burgers and probably a beer. I'll buy that, and then he has the Creed tickets. So months later, we are having our birthday celebration. And then this weekend, I'm going to London to see my friend, that bitch fucking Katrina, for her stupid 31st birthday. Her birthday is actually the following weekend, but I have a wedding that weekend. Yes, another wedding. For those of you who listen often, y'all know I go to a million fucking weddings. This wedding is wedding number 4. And I have another in October that will be wedding number 5 and the last of the 2024 season. I already have 3 next summer, 2 on the same weekend, 1 in Nova Scotia on a Saturday, and then here in Ontario and Hamilton on the Sunday. But we're fucking going to do it because I miss wedding guests. We all know this. But yes, all around good vibes today. Looking forward to going to London. It's always a nice time. It's always a good time with little kitty meow purr bitch Katrina and her fam. Love her fam. They're like my second family, honestly. But let's get into it, shall we? Okay, today, let's talk going with the fucking flow, my dudes. Okay, and don't get it twisted. I don't mean like stop caring and not trying. I just mean stop gripping so tightly on things and trying to control everything, because that is a recipe for disaster. That's a recipe for a fuckfest. And I'm not talking an orgy, okay? I'm not talking like, let's test out all these condoms from this upcoming new company, okay? Fuckfest. I'm talking like mental fuckfest, okay? Life fuckfest. Not a good fuckfest. Nothing good comes from trying to control everything and being a control freak. Coming from a recovering control freak, trust me, okay? Now, I wasn't like fucked. I wasn't like a psychopath control freak, but like it definitely affected my mental health. I definitely tried to control certain outcomes in my life to know what would happen because I had major anxiety in the unknown. And I still do have anxiety in the unknown, but it's controllable now because I know what the fuck's going on. Like all this did was give me anxiety in the present. Whenever I was trying to control certain outcomes, it gave me anxiety in the present. And then half of that shit I was anxious about didn't even happen. So I was anxious all of the time, trying to control things that I had no proof that were going to happen, that actually didn't happen, when I could have just been straight chilling and enjoying life. And isn't that fucking bananas? Like living in fucking banana land over here. That reminds me of that show, Bananas in Pajamas. Do you guys remember that? Did anybody else watch that? Or was that just like a fever dream? I actually loved that show though. Like Banana Land might not be too bad though if those guys were in the fucking show. Bananas in Pajamas for Prez, you know? Let's fucking go. Anyway, it's bananas to have anxiety over shit and try and control it. Did you guys know, little fact for you here, that 85 to 90% of the shit we worry about does not come true? That's a lot. And to be honest, as fucked as that stat is, I kind of like it. Because that means only 15 to 10% of shit actually does come true. 15 to 10% of shit that we stress about comes true. 85 to 90% of it doesn't. So literally, those numbers are in our favor. Right now, think of all the shit you've worried about in the past and think about how much of that shit has not happened. And if you can't even really think about the things you've worried about in the past, that just means they actually literally did not happen. Otherwise, you'd probably remember them. Say thank you, guys. Say thank you to our nervous system because it's trying to protect us. That's all that this anxiety is. But like, tell your nervous system that, you know what? You good. Things are good. You have a roof over your head. You have food to eat. You have friends and family and people who love you. You have a bed to sleep in at night. You have clothes to wear. And a lot of people don't have that. Literally, just look, if you're living in a big city, even if not in a big city anymore, man, like it's not hard to find homeless people on almost every fucking corner. So I know that when we look at Instagram a lot of the time and maybe where other people are in their lives, it can be hard to not compare and not to want those things. But one, half of the time, the shit you see on Instagram ain't fucking real. It's tidbits of the best parts of people's lives. And if you did that for yourself, the tidbits of the best parts of your lives, and put them on Instagram, people will probably be like, oh, like that, their life looks awesome too. Because your life is awesome. You have amazing things, okay? You have a lot of fucking things, okay? You also have a hot ass and a fucking hot face and a good personality, and that's all that fucking matters at the end of the day. Okay. And I'm not trying to shame you here and tell you to get over your problems and that your problems aren't problems and they're not of big impact. Okay. This is me telling you to take things into consideration, and rather than be reactive to every thought and feeling that you have, become curious of them instead. Okay. Ask yourself, like, why am I thinking this way? Why am I having these thoughts? What proof do I have that these thoughts are actually going to come to fruition? What has happened to me in similar circumstances before that has me thinking this way? Am I fucking bored? Am I just trying to make things harder for myself? You know, this is something I've become very good at. Before, when I had feelings or like thoughts that induced anxiety, I just thought it was me. I just thought it was how I was, and it was valid, and my thoughts were my reality. And like, nah, bro, okay? No, we are not our thoughts. We have a lot of them, okay? We have like 40 or 50,000 of them a day. There's not a chance in this fucking world all 40 or 50,000 of our thoughts are an accurate representation of reality or the future. For one, my thoughts are fucked, okay? I just told you. I was literally pondering, like, who in the fuck tests out condoms, okay? The weird things that go through my head are in no chance fucking reality, okay? Like, nah. Two, okay? Number two, we're not fortune tellers. The anxiety you have about something happening doesn't give any weight to it actually happening. practice awareness, which I know is fucking impossible for a lot of fuckheads out there, but we're better than that, okay? We're not fuckheads. The fact that you're listening to this podcast tells me that you're wanting to be a better version of yourself. This podcast is about becoming a better version of yourself, the best version of yourself. If you're listening to this, that means you want to become that. Or you just love the sound of my voice and you're fucking obsessed with me, because honestly, let's be honest here, who isn't? Who fucking isn't? But practice awareness, okay? When you have a thought or feeling that invokes worry or anxiety, become aware of it. Become curious about it. Give it that label. It's a thought. It's a feeling. It's not reality. Then quiz yourself, like I just said, and get down and dirty with it, okay? And don't get it twisted again. This is not a one and done. Often this has to happen a lot, okay? You have to go through the fucking rounds until you actually become aware of what your nervous system is doing, okay? I still have anxiety, okay? It doesn't just go away, and it probably won't ever just completely go away, but now when I do have feelings and thoughts of anxiety that send my nervous system into chaos, into banana land, I know what's happening. I'm like, okay, I've been triggered by something that when experienced in my past, traumatized me a little bit, and that's okay, okay? And now my nervous system sees it as an alarm, as foreign, and is trying to protect me. Just like when you get sick, guys, like when you get sick for the first time, your body's like, well, what is this? The first time your body like comes in contact with a certain type of germ, it doesn't know how to deal with it because it's foreign. So your immune response takes a little longer, but it creates antibodies so that next time it's exposed to this germ, it'll be ready. It will recognize it. It'll be like, fuck you, germ. I know all about your shit and your bullshit, and we ain't doing that shit again, okay? Your nervous system is working the same way. Your brain and subconscious are working the same way. Your subconscious stores these past experiences so that when we're faced with the same situation again, it's ready to protect us. But the psyche can be wrong. It can take situations for face value and not for what they actually are. Okay, you get my drift. But it predicts that this is the same situation when it could literally have no similarities to a past experience, okay? When germs enter our bodies are like, yo, that's that exact same germ, and they take care of it. But our psyches aren't always as spot on as our bodies are, okay? So again, say thank you to your nervous system. Thanks, nervous system. Thank you so much. They are literally built the same. They are literally built the way they are to protect us, which is fucking awesome. Like, thank you, evolution. It's always nice to have it on our side. But a lot of the time when it comes to our psyche, it's outdated. That shit's outdated. And even though it's tough and it takes work, we can update our ways of thinking. It's not impossible. It doesn't mean our previous ways of thinking are just erased. They'll still come out to play and see what's up, just like a toxic ex. But again, just like when a toxic ex comes back, we don't have to pay them any fucking mind. We don't have to pay our old outdated ways of thinking any mind. We have complete control over ourselves. And I don't want to hear any of that. I can't do this and that. I know things are hard, but you can, okay? You can take control of yourself. Having complete control over ourselves isn't a burden. It shouldn't be looked at as overwhelming. It's a fucking gift. It's liberating that we have control over ourselves and nobody else does. But just like nobody else has control over us, we have no control over anybody else. Which again, instead of being looked at as a negative, it should be looked at as a positive. Thank fucking God we don't have control over anybody else. Thank fucking God. Do you know how much time that frees up in our lives? Not having to worry about other fucking people and what they're doing. Do you know how much weight that lifts off our shoulders? Life is hard enough, man. Don't fucking worry about controlling other people's shit. It's not your shit to worry about. If somebody isn't vibing with you and fulfilling your needs, stop trying to change that. Stop trying to control that and make them into something they're not. If somebody isn't not driving with you the way you wish they would, it doesn't mean you're not a good person or a desirable person. It just means that this person One person out of a billion fucking people might not be suitable for you and you for them. It doesn't mean you're not worthy of acceptance, but if you do try and force them to accept you, then check yourself, okay? Stop trying to change people and instead work on yourself and try and find somebody who is more suitable for you and who you don't feel the need to change. Remember, one out of 1 billion fucking people, man. It takes a lot of weight off the situation when you look at it that way. There are a lot of people out there, okay? Just go with the flow, my dudes. Go with it. Flow with it, okay? Control what you can, work hard at being the best you, and let what you can't control float the fuck on by. Good fucking riddance, dude. Become curious of your thoughts and why you're having them. Don't be scared of digging deep and finding out shit about yourself that might fuck you up. Coming face to face with shit that you've been storing your deep, like, locked away subconscious can for sure fuck us up. But ignoring them and keeping storing them down, pushing them down further and further is fucking you up 10 times more, okay? Let's all relax a little bit about shit that has happened to us because it's in the past. It's no longer reality. It isn't right now. And yeah, things suck. But if you let them control your life instead of having a sucky experience in your past, you're letting that past sucky experience turn into a sucky life and fucking reality, okay? And you know what that is? That's fucking bananas. Fucking mic drop, okay? That's all I got for you guys today. Please share, like, subscribe, like I already said, review. You can, play it over and over and over, tattoo my face on your back, and tattoo the name of the podcast on your ass, you know, just really put it out there and commit, okay? Thanks all for listening, and we'll chat next week.